time no thing for you to listen to. This is Katie from the Home Ed Voices podcast, and the pandemic did a number on us, and it's been really, really hard to get new podcast episodes out. Sorry about that, guys. It's not what we wanted, but it's what we got. So, as hopefully that will change in the next few months and we'll start doing more interviews, there is already one in the calendar, which is nice, which should be coming to you in the next few weeks. I thought that I would take some of the stuff that we have from our blog, which is over at homeedvoices.co.uk, and just take some articles and do them as mini little podcasts. So, first one I picked is one that I wrote back in February last year, before the pandemic started, before we even really knew that's what was going to happen. And I thought I would read it for you now because it still might be useful. So there you go. Don't overplan the fun stuff and what to do instead. A new month comes along and I feel the urge to plan what we're going to do next. In situations like this, I find I have three types of plans. One, plans that are working right now and I'm not going to mess with them. This includes our maths curriculum, our science time, our outside classes and meetups. Brackets. Lol. Oh my god. So much lol. But, you know, eventually. And the backbone of our morning time. Two, plans that are short term and are really likely to happen. For example, I know what we're reading after we finish our current read aloud, and what we're reading after that, because a sequel to a book we enjoyed came out and I impulsively picked it up last time we were walking past a bookshop. I might know the book after that too, because I found a good one in a charity shop. Again, lol. But it'll happen. But to be honest, three books ahead might be a bit too much, even for us. Three, plans that look really good on paper, but were only concocted because I sat planning our next month / half term, exclamation mark, and therefore probably won't happen because I have, yet again, planned them way too far in advance. For example, we won't get to the hands-on science experiments, all growing beans in a bag taped to the window again, and the sunflowers and the pumpkins shouldn't be planted until April. These plans are regularly a waste of time, not because the ideas are bad, or because we won't ever do them, but because they're planning for the sake of planning, for the sake of making sure there is something in every moment. Instead of those plans, I should take a deep breath, trust myself and my kids, and leave that space blank. Blank space is room for rabbit trails and ideas dreamt up by one or more of the children. Last month, it was making cosplay weapons out of foam mats and duct tape. It was making a Lego robot cat in time for it to sing happy birthday to their dad. It was time to listen to Harry Potter. Brackets. Again. Oh my god. See, it's been a year. And so much has changed. And making badges for their club. Blank space is also for me to try things out. Last month, it was me randomly picking up a retelling of Jane Austen's Persuasion, because it's a story I love and I wanted to share it with my children, which led to us watching the best TV version, which, in case you're wondering, is the one with Amanda Root and Kieran Hines that was made in 1995, together, as a family. It went down well, but if it hadn't, I could have cut things short and there would have been space to try something else, or nothing else, and do more of what we already enjoy, library trips. Again, but you know, rereading our old favourites, or maybe drawing some of the birds in our garden, or more time to play. This week, it was me picking up the children's version of Malala Yousafzai's autobiography and having it dominate our morning time because we had to read one more chapter, which will lead us today to watching the interview with her on The Ellen Show. After that, we have a few questions that we asked while reading the book that we might try to answer, or we might come back to later. And that will be that for the moment. Blank space means I don't need to know everything right now. It allows me to spend some time as a sponge, a magpie, looking for interesting things that we will enjoy or find interesting. It's my natural state, for better or worse. Places to go when you have the space to be a sponge. Brackets, you know, when they're open. Close brackets. Charity shops. Libraries. Notice boards for local events. Your local home ed Facebook group. Instagram, the TV guide or iPlayer, or menu of whatever streaming service you use. The interesting stuff and books we're loving posts that we put up on Homemade Voices every month. P.S. Don't drown in Pinterest. This is not the same as a unit study, I don't think. We've always found unit studies too time-hungry and overwhelming. This isn't find a starting point, borrow 8 books about the same subject from the library, pin a ton of related activities and crafts, and then use hardly any of it, and subsequently feel a bit of a failure. Ask me how I know. Instead, I use this short loop. 1. Find a thing. A book, a piece of media, an idea, a physical thing, etc. 2. See if that thing is useful. 3. If it is, where could you go next once you've finished that thing or explored it for a while? 4. Find one related thing to extend what you've been exploring. 5. Loop back around to step 2, or 6. Pause there. Knowing that if something comes up in the future that relates to the original thing / idea, etc., you can revisit it again, and then quietly be on the lookout for another thing to spark your interest, or spark your children's interest, and then back to step 1. Our persuasion thing is quietly ongoing, a step at a time. We're going to add silly speech bubbles to some illustrations from the book I found online, and after that we're going to read the retelling of Pride and Prejudice from the same series. Because apparently I break my own rules even as I write blog posts about them. Or maybe because Breaking Bad plans all the things and then never does them habits is actually quite hard and has to be approached in baby steps. But we won't do this by the end of the month. It's not on a deadline. It's okay if it hangs there a bit while the ideas settle within us. It doesn't have to be a project. It's tempting to learn more about Regency life beyond the few pages of context at the back of the book, but I'm going to hold off and leave some blank space. So there you go. You can find the show notes, as in that original article, over on the blog at homemadevoices.co.uk. And please let us know on social media if you think this is a good idea, maybe. And maybe I should do some more of them, because I'm quite happy to do them if you like them. We're going to come back with more interviews. I'm not swapping out for Homemade Voices to become something else. It's always about interviewing other home educators and letting them have their say and tell you about their lives and their home education experiences. I just thought I would add some more other things in whilst we're waiting for that to happen. We're waiting for the world, hopefully, to kind of open back up again. Until then, stay safe, everybody, and here's to more home ed adventures.